2012 is when my journey of my treatment started. I wasn't seeking treatment. It kind of came to me. 2012 of September 9th, I found out I was pregnant, which is my first child. I had her September 19th of 2012, and I got married to her father. He's an awesome person. He's drug-free. He doesn't use. He had a very bad problem with me using. He didn't like it, so he wanted me to get help. So I told him I would, and I kind of just hid around it, told him I was getting help, going to meetings, and I really wasn't. I was still using very badly, but I was hiding it. I was one of them users that, I guess you could say, could go on with life and still use. When my daughter was born, she had went through withdrawals, and that was the worst thing I'd ever seen in my life, was to watch a newborn go through what us addicts go through when we don't have our drug of choice, which mine was opiates, and it was just horrible. And I thought then that I would quit, but I never even thought about it. It just got worse. I started using very bad, and I started using through an IV instead of other ways, and that's when my life just went all downhill. After that, DCF got involved, which I was very scared of in the beginning. I felt like DCF was against me, and they were there to take my daughter away, and like I was never going to get better, and I just felt like my life was at its worst, and like I couldn't go any further. And so treatment for me started, I'd say, September 19th of 2012 when she was born. CPI came in my room at the hospital that day and let me know that I was positive and the baby was positive, which I had already knew, and I was hiding from my husband the whole time. So that's when treatment started for me. I didn't agree with it. I was in denial. I thought everybody was against me. I wasn't happy. I was mad at everybody. Even though everything was my fault, I was saying it was everybody else's fault. So the CPI worked with me. She came up to my house. We have a beautiful house. There's nothing wrong with our house. My daughter's spoiled. I have a lot of help. I have a lot of support at home, and a lot of girls don't, so I'm very thankful for that. And that's another reason I took advantage of everything, is because I have a lot of support at home. So when they came out, they seen that my daughter had a good house to live in, and that I did, and I had a lot of support. So they wasn't that bad on me. They just sent me to an aftercare program that only lasted 6 weeks. And to me, that's short term. That's a short-term treatment to me. And that short-term treatment did not help me at all. I used the whole time through, got away with a lot. So once I came to where I'm at now, it was like an intensive outpatient. I couldn't joke around with these people. They knew everything. They knew that I was using and lying to them, that I was hiding somehow. I was still mad at them. I wasn't agreeing with DCF. I thought they were all against me. They had me take a hair follicle test, came up positive for everything in the book. And that's when my treatment started for real then. I had long-term treatment. I had someone in court, someone very special to me today, that offered me a program that has helped me out a lot. It sent me through residential first, which I disagreed with in the beginning. But after being there for a month, I fell in love with it. We had outside meetings to go to. You have phases you go through. So, you know, you're phase one. You just got to get used to everybody and speak about yourself and get comfortable. And once you get to phase two, you get to go outside. You get to go shopping every Sunday. And you get to go to job search and find a job 4 hours a day on the bus. And they give you, it's not just treatment. It's treatment, but having fun at the same time. It's not like you're sitting in a hospital for 6 months or in jail for 6 months. It's nothing like that. I'd definitely rather would be where I was than being and sitting in jail away from my family. I got to see my daughter 3 times a week along with my husband. If you get permission, you can have, like, family transport where they can take you to court and stuff as long as you're behaving. It is all about you. Like, if you misbehave, you do get some of your options taken away, but that's all up to you and how you want to behave while you're there. It's how you take it when you get there. If you're in the mind of, I shouldn't be here, I don't deserve to be here, you're not going to make it through everything. But if you actually realize that you do need help and you want help, if you want it, then you're going to get through everything. And these people will offer you everything. I've got so much help right now through the rehab I have been at, and I thank God every day for what I do have. And I know if I have any problems, all I've got to do is pick up the phone. I've got more than a handful of people I can call if one doesn't pick up, and I know everything will be okay. So I went through residential for 3 months. After that, I graduated residential October 22nd, 2013. And then I went to intensive outpatient, which I was already in phase three. I went Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays for 3 hours a day. And I graduated that January 22nd of this year, 2014. Now I'm in aftercare, and things couldn't be any better right now. They offer medications for if you have any kind of psychiatric problems or anything like that, or you need any kind of medication, they will help you out with that. They have evaluators here, doctors that will help you in any way, inform, tons of counselors. Every counselor I've had has been great. There's not been one counselor that doesn't understand where we come from. There's a lot of other recovering addicts that actually work here that help us out. And we can't tell them, you don't know what I feel, because they do know what we feel because they've been there. Things couldn't be more better in my life right now. I have a wonderful job, a wonderful daughter. I got her back in my life. It took 8 months, but I got her back. I worked hard for her. And I would have to say that I'm thankful for DCF now and for the rehab in my life, because I'm not afraid of them no more. I'm very thankful, and I'm not afraid of talking the truth and being honest with them, because I'm honest with myself now, and I don't have to have that feeling in my stomach like I'm hiding something, or if something's wrong, or I'm not going to make it tomorrow, or what am I going to do with my daughter, or I don't have to worry about any of that anymore. And it's a good feeling, a really good feeling.